Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have CU Strategic Planning's very own Stacey Augustine and Callahan & Associates' very own John Jeffries. They are both here talking about the big news. Callahan & Associates and CU Strategic Planning announcing their alliance. And Stacey and John are here to tell us all about it. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have some folks that have been in the news recently about a big old alliance that just made headlines. But before we talk about this particular alliance, let's do some introductions, shall we? Right next to me, CU Strategic Planning's very own Stacey Augustine. Stacey, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me today.
You are welcome. And then right below us is Callahan Associates' very own John Jeffries. John, how are you, sir?
Awesome, Mike. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Yeah. So the big news, obviously, and it's been in all the headlines and all the trade publications, that Callahan Associates and CU Strategic Planning have announced an alliance. So very excited. This kind of goes along the lines with CUNA and NAFQ coming together, co-op and PSCU. Now, why not Callahan and CU Strategic Planning? Why not, guys? Keep the trend going. So, but my first question is like, hey, what is this alliance for both organizations? What does it look like and how does it work? And John, I hear you want to take this one first, and then Stacey, you feel free to chime in as well.
Yeah. You know, it's really exciting, to have this alliance with CU Strategic Planning. You know, our vision at Callahan is, inspire creating leaders to be catalysts of hope and prosperity in their communities. And as you look at the work that CU Strategic Planning does with helping credits get certified for CDFI, getting grants for CDFI, it really just ties in perfectly to sort of what we aspire for. So it really makes a lot of sense for where Callahan's is trying to go and the work we're trying to do of how do we work more with industry players and really accelerate that opportunity set.
Indeed, and that leads me to my next question, is the why behind this alliance. And Stacey, you want to take this one? What's the why and what started this? Or who called who? You know, should we say that? It's like,
well, is it anyone calling anyone? I mean, you end up being in everyone's orbit in credit union conferences and things like that. And you get to talking, you know, at the bar or at the GAC or something like that. And you realize one day that, hey, your mission is the same as our mission. That's interesting. I wonder if we should do something with that. So the more we talked about it, the more we realized that both our organizations are focused on helping credit unions make an impact in their communities.
Right.
And so maybe there's an opportunity here to amplify that. It was sort of a 2 + 2 = 4, 2 + 2 = 18 type of situation.
Yeah. And so, John, I want to get your take on that as well. It's like, I mean, what was the impetus for this as well? I mean, obviously, there's matching alignment between the two organizations, so it sounds like a natural fit.
Yeah, it really is a natural fit, and I think that there really are adjacent markets, right? We both serve credits, but we serve them in a little bit different way.
Yeah,
and support credits in the industry a little bit differently. You know, I think some of the investments we've made over the past couple of years in data and infrastructure can really help fuel some of the growth that CU Strategic Planning can offer credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of our aspirations around advisory services, professional services around what it really means to be a community credit union, what it really means to be, you know, differentiate and relevant. You know, these two organizations coming together and forming an alliance really amplifies that.
Yeah. And what does it mean to, let's say, and obviously, Stacey, you guys have current clients that you help with CDFIs and many other services as well. What does it mean to your credit union clients kind of joining forces with Callahan & Associates? What have you talked to them about it? I mean, I'm sure that you've had exchanged a few emails over the last few days.
Right. It's an exciting story to tell. I think John's use of the word relevance was a really good one to describe some of it. You know, we work with credit unions all over the country to help them build out business plans about what they'll do with their grant applications. We help them get certified as a community development financial institution. We help them stay certified by being compliant with reporting requirements. And I think we that means we collect a lot of data on our clients. And Callahan is the leader in data analytics. So what if we brought those things together and made it easier for our clients to do what they're already doing, or help them see trends in their own information, or help them better define the impact that they're making on their communities? You know, it really seemed like an opportunity to define something that hasn't been very well defined in the past before, and to help credit unions really shine in their marketplace.
Yeah. Cause I was thinking, as you're talking, I'm thinking, okay, so a credit union who's, currently being, you guys are working with on a CDFI or something like that, and then they look to Callahan's and go, oh, I could probably use some of that information. So is that kind of how it works? It's like, oh, I can go over to these guys and they can help me as well, or even vice versa. You know, credit unions that are, I mean, I don't know anybody who's not on Callahan Associates almost on a daily basis, because you guys, no, I'm not kidding, because you guys have such a great resource, John. I mean, I'm on there all the time looking at, articles and news articles and things like that, and such a great resource, and finding, like Stacey just said, there's so much data involved. So I'm assuming it's vice versa, a credit union using Callahan. So you go, oh my gosh, I can go over to see strategic planning and check out some of their stuff too. Is that kind of how it works? Kind of a two-way street, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, there are, our credits can get, in some ways it's a way to expand the value that we can bring to credits across the board, whether they're a CDFI or not. Mm-hmm. Stacey mentioned, there's a lot of data that's collected to become and remain certified a CDFI. So how do we take that data, look for trends? And maybe if you're not a CDFI, that may be data or trends you want to track.
Yeah.
So think about, how do we expand? What does impact look like? How do we keep score? What does success look like?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in some ways that we haven't even thought about yet.
Yeah. And I'm going to stick with you on this one, John, and Stacey, again, feel free to chime in, but how do you see this, alliance impacting the industry?
I think that over time, we really, at Callahan's, want to try and help make credits more relevant, right? And I think that by getting more data, more stories, really there's proof points, right? I think that the CU strategic planning team and the work they do with credits every day and getting grants, the impact those grants have on people, those are stories, right? About the impact that are changing lives. So how do we collect those and share those in a broader way, as little sources of inspiration to try and move the industry forward? Because I think that's one of the things that's going to help make us relevant is, we need to have good fees, we need to have good rates, we need to have okay technology, but why? Well, what is the why, and how do we better tell that story? And I think the more areas of hope and opportunity and examples we can provide, it'll only help credits increase the relevancy.
Yep, indeed. And Stacey, I'm going to pose the same question to you. I mean, how do you see this impacting the industry? And do you guys have a vision for what's going to happen down the road here?
Yeah, I think that, you can look at something like this and you could say there's a lot of really good business reasons for doing it. But what really becomes that moment, that crucible when you make the decision, is when you're having a conversation and like all the hairs on your arm kind of stand up, because you see this more than a business decision. It's a philosophically aligned decision where I see this as our opportunity to be the Dora Maxwells and Louise Herrings and Edward Filings, and helping credit unions, really helping them understand how they impact their members. I think they know.
Mm-hmm.
They know what an impact they have on their members, but maybe an ability to better measure it so that they can have that virtuous feedback loop of, what kind of difference they're making, because that's what attracts people to credit unions.
Sure.
That's why we have so many people who are lifelong employees. It's because of our mission, not just because we make loans. It's because mm-hmm. we make loans that change people's lives.
Yeah. And I'm curious to see how the two organizations will work together, because I noticed on the press release, it's CU Strategic Planning, a Callahan company. So, I mean, obviously you're aligned, but you're still two separate companies. I'm trying to figure that part out, and then how do you guys work together on a day-to-day basis? Because I know, John, you're still CEO of Callahan Associates, and Stacey, you're president of CU Strategic Planning, a Callahan company. So how do you guys work together on a daily basis? Maybe that's kind of the opportune question here. Stacey, you want to try that one on for
that's what we're going to be figuring out.
Okay.
I know that I think there's really an opportunity here with as John's mentioned, that they have incredible data analytics capabilities, and we're really interested in how we can leverage that to make a difference. I think right now we like John said, we found that we do about 95% different things. We don't have a lot of overlap in services. So is one of his Johnisms is let's not break it.
Let's
make sure we don't break anything as we go along.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it type of thing. So yeah, John, I'm gonna get your response to that same question.
Yeah, so I agree with Stacey. You know, we're in the same market, but we're adjacent things. So how do we bring more firepower to the things we do and really amplify, what we're really good at, what Sea Strategic Planning is good at, and what we're good at together? There may be some things as our teams get to know each other. There are some really innovative people. I'm excited to see what they come up with, right? I don't know that we have the crystal ball, the playbook yet, but if as Ed Callahan likes to say, run with good people, good things will happen.
Oh, no doubt.
There are some really good people on both of our teams, and I'm excited to see what good things happen.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, we're still in the infancy of this, so obviously there's still a lot of moving parts here and things to shake out. And then once you guys hit that ground running, I'm sure it's going to be, you guys are going to hit multiple home runs out of the park, to use a baseball metaphor here. So I want to know, and probably the theme throughout this whole conversation is doing what needs to be done to keep credit unions relevant and even exceed that. So, but is there a shared goal here, or is there two, CU Strategic Planning still has their goals in mind, Callahan Associates still has their goals in mind, or is there a shared goal here now that there's an alliance? Don, John?
I don't think we've gotten there yet. I think, I shared with you earlier, Mike, our vision statement around helping Cranes be catalysts of hope and prosperity. I don't know that CU Strategic Planning has a vision or if theirs is the same, but it's probably very similar, just in sort of the spirit of things. So I think the success here is really about how can we help Cranes thrive more than they already are?
Mm-hmm.
How can we use our talents and our resources to really help the industry move forward? And Credians are doing fairly well. And if there's ever a time when Credians were needed, look around America today, there's certainly a need for Credians. So how can we provide that hope and that spark that really helps Credians thrive?
Yeah, and bring them to the forefront for sure. Stacey, I want to get your take on that as well.
Yeah, I agree. I'm looking forward to figuring it out. Both John has had recent fireside chats with both his team and my team, and I was really charmed by the fact that one of the main themes that came out of those discussions with staff in both organizations was, there was a few questions about the different organizations and some stuff like that, but one of the key questions is, when do we get to play together? that was sort of telling.
When do we get to dive in the same sandbox together? For sure. Yeah, that's going to be very exciting. So yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, anything else here to add to wrap up? I know we're just scratching the surface here, and I look forward to some really cool things to come here down the road. But yeah, just wanted to get the news out there and get your takes on this whole big announcement. And yeah, really excited for you guys. But anything else to add, John? Any final thoughts here?
No, we're just really excited. Appreciate you having us on. And yeah. We're excited to get started.
Right on. Stacey?
Excited. Yeah, excitement's the watchword. It's just the question of prioritizing what we get to do first.
Okay. Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. I'll let you get back to work now. But yeah, appreciate this and congrats. This is a great announcement. I think it's great for credit unions and their members. So well done. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.